Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, February 12th, through Thursday, February 18th, 2021. February 12th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Dear children, many times you face tests of your faith, and you do not trust, which makes every trial more difficult. The way to get through any trial with grace is to focus on my love for you. That is how my precious son was able to face his crucifixion. No one will ever face a trial such as that. I urge you to keep things in perspective. You cannot live a courageous life in faith if you surrender to fear, always thinking the worst is about to happen. I am helping you in any difficulty. If you do not believe in that, you do not know me and love me as you should. I know each trial and every victory each soul will face in the future. I am there waiting for you. Remember, everything comes with its own attendant grace. Depend on that." A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. February 12th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The measure of your trust in me reflects the depth of your love for me. The deeper your love, the stronger your trust. The deeper your loving trust, the stronger your prayers." February 13th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Tomorrow is a holiday which celebrates love. Let's reflect for a moment how different the world would be if every heart was ruled by holy love. First and foremost, I would be placed back in my rightful position as King and Creator, as the center of all good. Every soul would focus his earthly existence on earning his place in heaven, as he should. Charity would rule every heart and the world itself. Therefore, there would be no need for a nuclear arms race. Borders of countries would be respected. Worldly goods would be commonly shared with empathy towards all in need. Since holy love embodies my commandments, obedience to my commandments would be like a constitution for the entire world. Such a state of grace and peace would fill every heart. The endless search for happiness which consumes hearts today would be realized in a closer relationship with me. I am describing to you a utopia on earth. However, free will chooses a different path. So tomorrow will be marked by a celebration of love which does not fill hearts, but is continually grasped for. Your perfect love and joy rests in a perfection in personal holiness and love of me." A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7 and 13. "Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 14th, 2021, Valentine's Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today, my children, you are celebrating a day dedicated to love. So it is, I invite you to see how much I love you. Your very life is a gift from me, as is each life. How sad it is that this is so challenged in today's society. Life in the womb is a very dangerous place to be in the world today. So many lives are lost due to lack of love. Love of the unborn is not encouraged by many these days, and often is regarded as an inconvenience. Each life is a gift that only I can give. I knit each one together, giving it individual characteristics and unique talents. It is by my hand each one develops into the person I create to be loved and nurtured for what he is. So today, celebrate and love all life, all those around you, and all life I create in the womb. I will celebrate with you." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 15th, 2021. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, in the world, much of your country is being blanketed with snow. Think how purified the world would be if, instead of snow, the earth was blanketed with my grace. As it is, man's souls are not open to my grace, but allow their free will to reject the grace I intend for them. Or consider this, each snowflake represents a soul slipping to their perdition due to lack of obedience to my commandments. As time goes by, everything is returned to normal. However, in reality, souls always rejecting the grace of salvation are not restored. All graces being rejected, they never are purified in my sight again. Allow my grace to melt over you and renew your spirit in holy love. Let your hearts be living furnaces of love, which change the landscape of the world and your hearts forever. Remain warm in my love." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. "And by this we may be sure that we know him, if we keep his commandments." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 16th, 2021. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, today I invite you to come into the warmth of my paternal divine heart. Do this by surrendering everything to me. In your acceptance is your surrender. You cannot come into my heart if you embrace unforgiveness. Give to me every sour memory, every grudge and misunderstanding. Then and only then can I fill your heart with the warmth of divine love, which is joy and peace beyond your dreams. This is the joy that unbelievers aspire to through worldly attachments. It is a joy that does not disappoint or evaporate with time. It is a foretaste of heaven. There is a place in my heart for every soul, just as there is a place in heaven for each soul. You must aspire to surrender to my will, my commandments. Then you will, through obedience to my commandments, be able to experience complete joy and peace. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Another note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 17th, 2021, Ash Wednesday. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, today you begin your Lenten season, a time of reverence for my son's passion. He fasted for 40 days. I am asking you today to begin a 40-day fast of your own will. Replace certain areas of your own will with love of my Jesus and my divine will. In doing so, do not place your physical health in jeopardy, but strengthen your spiritual health. I need this most powerful sacrifice towards the spiritual well-being of the world. Your nation in particular needs to be purged of outside agitators and illicit political ambition, not of me. Pray for the spirit of patriotism to consume the heart of this nation once again. Such a positive prayer is a grace. Pray that the enemy of spiritual ambition is exposed and conquered. I am asking the Holy Mother to pray for these intentions as well. It is my will. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 18th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, as we journey into this penitential season, let us carry in our hearts some parameters for sacrifices. Sometimes the best way to sacrifice is just to lovingly accept all the day offers. No sacrifice is worthy without love in the heart. Too much emphasis is placed on giving up things the soul enjoys, and not enough emphasis is on the positive effort of taking on charitable works, such as helping those in need, praying more, even reading inspirational works. The love with which any sacrifice is offered is more important in making it worthy than the sacrifice itself. Self-abnegation should not deplete physical well-being. Have respect for the body I created. Choose sacrifices more pleasing to me, such as loving your enemies and practicing forgiveness. We can make this journey together as long as holy love permeates your heart. That must be the firm basis of each sacrifice. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7 and 13. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.